Hello everyone. I know it's a little bit early, just a little before 11. Facebook has changed its format on how to do Facebook Live, so hopefully I'm going to be caught up. I think I've got the question section up and I can see who is on the broadcast. So we'll wait a little bit. For those of you that are here, welcome to Behind the Door series number 2. It's something we're doing here at L&B Counseling. My name is Trent Morrow. We are part of our mission and tagline is breaking the stigma of counseling. And so one of the ways we want to do that is just show you a little bit of what we do when you come behind the door. I know sometimes we have parents that sit out in the waiting room and may wonder, what's going on in the room or what's going on when we go outside. So the attempt here is to show you some of the techniques that we use so you can understand them. We, of course, try to explain those things to you when you're in the office or even after the session, but just another way for you to reference some of the things that we're doing. Today, I wanted to talk about, I know summer's upon us, and in some ways it feels like maybe it was upon us back in March 13th, kind of when COVID came in and changed what we do and how we do it. But everyone is either has wrapped up school or is close to wrapping up school in the next week, if not next week for sure. But I know a lot of people that we're working with finished anywhere from 2 months ago, depending on who you ask, to in the last week. So the idea today, I sent the forms out that we're going to use. Hopefully you got it. We've sent it out to your email address. If you need that, just reach out to me and I can send it to you personally once we get off the call here. But the idea is figuring out what to do with your kid or your teenager over the next 9 to 10 weeks until school starts back, hopefully on the 17th of August for most schools. I know for Mecklenburg County, they start on the 17th of August. But just what to do with them in the meantime. Hopefully you've got vacations planned and you'll be able to do that. And this is really meant for those times in between when, you got 11, 12, 13, 14-hour days. You're still needing to do things. You're still needing to work. Most of us are still working from home. And that way your kiddo's just not on screens for 9, 10, 11 hours. Typically what I see when the summer comes around, at least the past couple summers, I don't think this summer will be much different. If anything, it may be greater is, kids will come in the office and I'll, especially my teenagers, I'll ask them, let's pull out your screen time. And, it ranges anywhere from 8 to 12 hours, and that's just on their phone. So when I'm talking about screen time, I'm really just talking about anything that, whether it's a computer, your iPad, your phone, or video games, eyeballs on the screen is what I'm relating to. So, we know that it's not good to be on screens that long. There's not a number that you can arrive to and say, all right, 2 hours is the right number or 4 hours is the right number. It's really dependent upon each person. It's true for us, true for your kids, your teenagers. So the things I sent out, one was a block scheduling. Just a reference point. It's a Word doc, so it's something that you can go in and fill in information as you need. But basically, it just starts the day, what's going to happen, breakfast. I know some families want their kids to do some academic work. Some families are fine not doing academic work. Hopefully, your pool is going to be open, and that will be an option. But the idea with the block schedule is that if you think of it like a buffet, you want to have a lot of things, a lot of options. You want to have things you can do if the weather's not good, if the weather is good, things you can do outside. This particular one that I sent out, I think it's got like 2 hours of technology time built in there. And that's up to each family, of course, of what you do. But it's just a reference point, something you can use as a guide to kind of help you break up the day. And kids need structure and they need routine. That's the idea behind the schedule. That's why when you go into the classrooms or see the classrooms, they've got that stuff plastered everywhere. They get in a rhythm. I know that's what's been really hard over the last 2.5 months is everyone's kind of lost their sense of timing and their rhythm. But the scheduler is meant to give you a rhythm of what the days look like, at least Monday through Friday. You can expand it out if you want to for Saturday and Sunday. But just to help them develop a rhythm and a schedule and a routine. And that way they know what they're supposed to be doing, when they're supposed to be doing it. They'll know when they're going to go outside or maybe go to the pool, or when they're going to get on screens and how long they'll have on screens. So the idea is just to have a lot of different things that are specific to your family. What's available to you. You know, you can always do art, you can always do coloring, Legos, drawing, paint. Sade does a lot of stuff here with her clients with painting, and she's done a couple of these Facebook Lives for painting. So, I mean, there's just a lot of opportunities. There's also some pretty great resources we've put out over the past couple of months of things that are going on. We'll continue to do that, things that are low cost or free that you could do in your home and outside of your home. As the world begins opening up a little bit more. So that's certainly the intent of the scheduler and to help you use it. The other thing that I sent out is more related to, and I know it some of the verbiage in there talks about video games, but it's really about screens. So you can replace video games and with screens, and it just kind of helps you see what's going on with your child and maybe with yourself too. You know, it ranges from, and this isn't clinical in nature necessarily, but it just kind of helps you have some questions you can answer to figure out where your child fits. It ranges all the way from casual to, you know, they can come and go with screens, technology, not a big deal. They can be on it. They could be on it 4 hours, drop it, not need to come back to it, not feel compelled to check it. They may go do things, drift in and out. Then you've got at risk. So these are more of the kids and teenagers that are feeling like they need to be on there longer, feel compelled to check every now and then. There may be some mild irritability when they come off, or even bargaining to get back on. And then it goes all the way up to addicted. And addicted is addicted, whether it's a drug or caffeine or screens. It basically just means that you think about it, you do things to get it, you may sneak it, you may lie, it's never enough. You spend most of your time consuming it, thinking about how you're going to do it, how you're going to play it, what you're going to watch, did you miss a notification, what is everyone else doing, is that FOMO, the fear of missing out, and so that's obviously what we're trying to avoid. But this is just a reference point for you, just kind of like the scheduler, a reference point for you to be able to assess where your kiddo's at during the summer. And that's why you use the scheduler to kind of break it up. There's less chances of it becoming at risk or even addictive behavior over the summer if you'll use the scheduler. Because 10 weeks on screens, and be quite honest, there, you know, a lot of them have already been on screens quite a bit. It's pretty profound. The thing to consider with screens is if you're doing something academic, whether it's on an iPad or a computer, the brain is processing that information differently than if they're doing something like a video game or Discord, YouTube, any of the things that are socially related. It has a much more profound impact on the brain and the way it's developing and developing that neural circuitry that Min and Sade have talked about in some of their presentations. And so those are the things that cause that at-risk and addictive behavior to pop more. So obviously that's what we're trying to avoid. So those are the things that with the scheduler you can hopefully help prevent and just kind of mix up the day. Kids need variants. They need things mixed up. That's why they don't sit and do math all day. And that's why they bounce around from class to class. Doesn't matter what grade you're in, all the way up through college. So repetition and redundancy is not the greatest way for learning. And so that's also true for when we get on screens. Please let me know if you've got any questions. I think another things to, and I'll be happy to answer, but I think things to consider and things have, like I said, you know, gotten out of whack a little bit is, but during the summer, you want to consider, you know, make sure your kiddo is getting at least 8 hours a night of sleep, sometimes a little bit more. But if you think of three buckets, they got 56 in each bucket. 56 hours, and that equals the total of the number of hours in a week. So 56 hours of sleep, 56 hours of free time, and during the school year, 56 hours of school or work for ourselves. And you want to have balance across all three of those buckets. That way, nothing's getting too out of whack. You don't want to be pulling, certainly don't want to be pulling from sleep. But you can think of it that way and not feel guilty if you're having your child do some academics or maybe even chores, working. Maybe some of our teenagers I know are getting jobs or have jobs. There's still plenty of time, 56 hours worth, in the bucket to have free time. So if you think about a normal day, I mean, that's 8 hours a day they have a free time. And it's what do you do with that free time and help them schedule it. Certainly make sure they're getting enough sleep, like I said, make sure they're eating right, make sure they're getting enough water, make sure they're exercising, all those things. We need all those things every day to have the best chance to be our best self. And they'll need guidance with that. I mean, typically we'll see our teenagers stay up much later. Sometimes they'll even reverse cycle where they're staying up to, 3, 4 in the morning and getting up at 1 or 2 in the afternoon. That's more on the excessive side because we sleep better at night when it's dark, when it's light. Light emits through the eyelid, unless it's a truly blacked out room, and so your circadian rhythms don't get reset, and that's just really important for brain balance and just balance in general. And it helps you with your appetite, your mental acuity, your irritability, your emotional responses, which is some of the stuff that we see that they struggle with when they come see us. But just general good health to try to follow all those different things. Let me scroll through the comments here, make sure I'm not missing anything. So you had a question about virtual camps. Yeah, I mean, there are, started looking into some of that with some of our clients. There are a lot of things out there. I mean, that is one thing that has come out of COVID is people have had to pivot out of what is traditional. And do some virtual things. I was talking to a client earlier this week or a parent about virtual Lego camps. I imagine without doing an in-depth search yet, I imagine if there's something you're interested in, someone is doing it somewhere. And since we're kind of bound by where we are, I know some of the day camps are occurring and even some of the overnight camps are occurring, but I imagine there's some people out there, some entrepreneurs that are doing some pretty cool stuff, whether it's with coding, robotics, art, you name it. If it's something you're interested in, Google usually has the answer. So I would go look on those search engines and find things that you can do. And I'm sure they do it on a regular routine, and like a particular time at a particular day. And so I think that's a great investment. Kids really love those things, and when they're doing it on screens, it's different than if they're playing a video game on screens or if they're doing TikTok on screens. If they're learning something on screens, let's say it's Legos or robotics or coding or painting, it's impacting the brain differently, and it's in a much more healthy way, given our limitations. So certainly, look for things, sit down with your kids and ask them what they're interested in. And then, if you're needing help, we'd be glad to help you. Try to find those resources for things that maybe aren't right here in the area, but with the virtual options, I'm sure there's a lot of things going on throughout the country that you can link into. I know I was looking just at a social marketing class that's being offered through Stanford, and it's only being offered this time due to COVID. Otherwise, you'd have to normally go and sit in the classroom at Stanford. So I know there's a lot of opportunities out there. It's just a matter of finding them. And like I said, if it's something that we can help you with, we'd love to. If there, let me, I'll give a couple minutes here. If there are any other questions you have, I'd be happy to answer them. And if not, we'll end. This is meant, we're going to try to do this every week at this time on Thursdays. And it's just meant for us to, in a brief format, because we know y'all are busy and you don't have a lot of time. It's just meant to show you a little bit of what we do, share some of the tools that we have, and more in a general way, so other people can have access to it. And if there's things you need along the way, if you have questions or topics, we'd love to hear from you, and we hopefully we'll be able to talk on that as long as we feel informed and able to do that. The other thing that, as we kind of close up here, we're looking to do some virtual groups, and we're looking for feedback from our client base, and people, just general public that are interested. So it kind of helps guide us to know what groups we need to do, what people are interested in. The three topics that we came up with was doing something around mindfulness, doing something around parenting, and then also about kind of re-entering society during this COVID, especially for some maybe more of our anxious clients who have been thriving during this time, because the challenges really haven't been there. And obviously the parenting is more for adults, but the mindfulness meditation is can be for adults, and we also can have a kid teenage version. And then for the COVID anxiety, we also can have a kid teenager version and an adult version. So we're just looking to get some feedback on that. You can let your therapist know about it, or you can go on the website. There's a poll up right now where you can just chime in, but we'd love to hear from you on that as well. If there aren't any other questions, I'm going to wrap up. I really appreciate y'all being on today, and hopefully you'll come back and look at it, and hopefully you'll continue to join us every Thursday at 11 a.m. All right, y'all have a great day. Be safe, be healthy, and take care.